Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, today we're going to be talking about the Master Gardener program. That deadline is coming up here in just a little bit, just a few days. But before we get to talking about that, we have a few items we need to tick off of our calendar. And a couple of those are workshops that the Texas AgriLife Extension is going to be putting on in the coming days, August 22nd and August 23rd. And they both have to do with vegetables. So tell us a little bit more about those.
Yeah, definitely. People are really hot on vegetable gardening these days. And we've developed two programs. One's going to be geared for the busy homeowner that is interested in vegetable gardening. So that's going to be a Thursday evening class from 6 to 8. And the second one is going to be more of an involved gardening program for really folks that are growing vegetables for other people. That can be either for, you know, community gardens in their schools or farmers market vendors. And we'll really talk about plus and minuses of conventional and organic vegetable production. We'll also touch on food safety, which I think is very important, keeping your food healthy from the field to that stand. More of an in-depth conversation on pesticides and fertilizer recommendations. So one big topic divided into two different programs, and we hope that either one people want to join in or both of them, that'd be great. Both workshops will be held by Dr. Joe Misobny. Dr. Misobny is one of our state vegetable specialists. So he actually has statewide responsibilities. He's based in College Station, which is where Texas A&M University is at. And he'll be out here for those 2 days. So I really encourage people to come down and check it out. And you'll definitely take away a lot of information that you can certainly apply to our backyard.
So that first workshop that Denise was talking about for the everyday backyard gardener, even if you're just getting started with vegetable gardening or would like to get involved with it, that's going to be taking place Thursday, August 22nd. It's an evening workshop, 6 to 8 p.m. And the other workshop, the one that involves vegetable production, that one is going to be the following day, Friday, August 23rd. And that's a daytime workshop between 9 a.m. and noon. There is a program fee for both of those workshops, and they're both going to be held at the Texas AgriLife Research Center on the east side. That's at 1380 A&M Circle, just off of I-10 and Americas. And you can call the radio station here for more information. And we do also have the information available on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. And coming up in Las Cruces on August 27th, there's going to be a seed saving workshop. If you are a vegetable gardener and would like to learn more about saving those seeds and how to harvest them for future seasons, there will be a workshop at the Mountain View Market Co-op in Las Cruces on Tuesday, August 27th. That's another workshop you can call here for more information or find on the Good to Grow page. And of course, the big thing coming up here is the Master Gardener classes, which are set to begin in September. And you guys are already taking registrations, applications, and the deadline for those to come in is coming up on August 20th, so just a few days from now. So what do people need to know, number one, about becoming a master gardener? We throw that term around a lot here on the show, and Bill's a master gardener, and you work extensively with the master gardeners as part of your position here in the county. So tell us more about what these master gardeners actually do here for us.
Sure. Well, master gardeners are actually AgriLife Extension volunteers. And what master gardeners do is they go through an extensive training. It's 50 hours of lecture training. We do bring in a lot of our local and regional professionals to help us teach that class. And master gardeners get a taste of everything when it comes to horticulture. It's very difficult. I'm thinking, how do I break down a four-year horticulture degree into one semester?
Basically what it is.
and it's almost impossible, but we try to do our best and we have a good foundation when we learn about basic plant science. We talk about soils and water. Everything beyond that, at every other class after that, we talk about specifically on trees, native plants. We even talk about turf grass. Vegetables, of course, are also part of the curriculum. And I think the most important thing that people should know about master gardeners is that you don't have to have any prior gardening experience to become one. Really, what the program is involved is really those folks that, of course, are interested in learning more. You know, we have a lot of lifelong learners, in certain disciplines, and then also giving back to the community. I think that's really the most important thing is people come to the class and they want to solve their problems that are in the backyard. Why isn't their grass growing and why don't their trees perform like they should? And then once they find out those answers, they take it home, apply that knowledge, and then they get results, and then they're so willing to share that. And that's really what helps the horticulture program multiply our efforts, is really going out there and sharing this information with the community. All the information that's part of the curriculum, it's all research-based information, so there's no taglines or anything we want to endorse certain products or anything like that, but it's really a technique, and it's really like overall a holistic approach in your gardening ventures. Yeah, we have all different kinds of people with a lot of different diverse backgrounds that are involved in Master Gardeners. We're very lucky to have a lot of different activities where finding that place for everyone, it really helps them to excel and really bloom, if you will, to use a plant term. But once they find that place and say, oh, I absolutely love this and I never knew that I did, that's great satisfaction because you know that those volunteers are, you know, when you're entrusting them to help share that information, that they're really giving that solid information back to the community.
Because I have seen that there are master gardeners that sort of have a, I wouldn't say so much a specialty, but they kind of tend to lean towards a particular field, I guess, of gardening. For example, some might be more involved with roses, or some might have more knowledge with vegetable gardening, or some might have more knowledge with trees. And I guess this is something that comes out in the class, right? Which way maybe they want to direct their focus.
Yeah, definitely. We do give them a taste of a lot of different topics within horticulture. And during their first year, after the lecture portion that following spring, they are required to go to X number of activities and put in some volunteer time as well. But that's really to expose them to the different types of activities that we do have in the demonstration gardens that we sponsor. And then after that, it is a continuous service of recertification hours. So even Bill Hooten, who's not here with us today, he does take advanced courses that we do offer to be able to build up their skills as well. And really, yeah, you're exactly right. We have people that are exclusively rose enthusiasts, and that's their forte, and they absolutely love it. And we have that at the Rose Garden. You know, I have one gardener, Patrick. When you all are out at the Rose Garden, stop by and see him and say hi. But he absolutely loves roses, and he didn't know that he loved them so much until he took Master Gardener class.
And there, like you were saying, there are a lot of places where the master gardeners go and volunteer their time. Like, for example, this morning you would have found them at the Artovino's Farmer's Market. But that's not it. You were talking about the demonstration garden at Ascarity, and they also have a presence at the Rose Garden. But there are a lot of other places where you can find the master gardeners, right?
Definitely. At our sister agency, the AgriLife Research Center, we also have a xeriscape demonstration garden as well. So that's really geared to landscape plants and native and adaptive plants to our areas. And we also have at that garden in particular, we have two setups of active rainwater harvesting and a passive rainwater harvesting system. So people can kind of see what we talk about or in a traditional lecture program and see it actually on display and actually functioning as well. And master gardeners are vital to those gardens.
Well, I'm looking at the schedule here, and people need to know that if you want to become a master gardener, you want to make sure that you have the time to dedicate to the program, because the classes are every Thursday. There's an orientation on September the 10th, but the classes begin Thursday, September 12th, and continue through November 21st on each consecutive Thursday. And it's an all-day course, you know, between 8 and 4, and each of those days I'm seeing here is sort of dedicated to one particular topic. Like, for example, the first class, people are going to be studying basic plant science. And then there's going to be another day where it's going to be exclusively, you know, lawn care and irrigation, and another course where it's going to be tree care and maintenance. So, you know, that's pretty all-inclusive. There's a lot of information to take in mm-hmm. on one day's time. But, you know, luckily you've got a whole week to absorb it, and I'm sure to study all the materials that people are presented with. And I'm assuming there are quite a few materials that the Master Gardener applicants are going to be confronted with when they enter the class.
Definitely. There is the Texas Master Gardener Handbook. It's a very thick binder that's divided into these different chapters. And then also, in addition to that, our presenters also have their PowerPoint presentations as well that you're all able to take notes on those. And then other materials that we do stock at our education booths. On there are our brochures, our information, stuff that's really applicable to El Paso, and that's what we reference. We try to reference as much information that we have to our area.
And there's a lot of familiar names. I think if you're a longtime listener of this program and its predecessor, Sunscape, you probably are familiar with some of the names of the people who are going to be some of the presenters or educators in these classes. John White's going to be one of them. Cheryl Gehring as well. Oscar Mestiz, you are going to be doing a course as well.
Many courses in there, yeah.
And also some current master gardeners who are going to be teaching some of these courses. Linda Doty and Doc Strocker, we've had on the program the past. Dr. Ray Bader, he's been on the program in the past before as well. So a lot of names I think that people are going to be familiar with. So they're not going to go in and wonder what's in store for them. If you've listened to our past programs, then you hopefully have a familiarity with some of the people who are going to be teaching these courses.
Right, exactly. And it is a lot of detail when you talk about it, which is why I think the best way to approach that is in half-day sessions with the subject matter. And yes, with Oscar, you know, trees are really big thing.
He's not going to be teaching the rose course.
No. We match him up to their specialty. But no, it's a great group of people that we've assembled and helping us with this course. And we're really looking forward to another great year of Master Gardeners. So if anyone's interested, please get in touch with us and we'll go from there.
And again, the deadline to apply is coming up here on August the 20th. Now, I know there's a course fee. It's a little over $100, I think, course fee.
It's $185. It's for the entire, all the materials and everything that goes along with the program itself. But yes, there is a fee to that.
But I think people are going to be getting so much knowledge. And compared to what you would pay for a horticulture degree, Denise, I'm
right.
sure you know.
Yes.
You're probably still paying for it right now, right?
Multiple degrees, yes.
That's right. And I think this is a really rewarding effort that I hope that a lot of our listeners will want to take advantage of. And we have information on the Master Gardener program online. Just go to the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. We have a link to the application process there. People can also reach us here at the radio station. And people can also call the AgriLife Extension office, which is 860-2515. And the great thing is that most of the classes I think that are going to be held for the Master Gardener applicants will be held at the El Paso Garden Center, which is centrally located. That's there at Memorial Park.
Yeah, it's definitely a great building. It's in great proximity to a lot of different areas and of town. So it lends itself to being a great educational building for that. You know, Bill's not here today to talk about this, but I see a lot of friendships blooming within Master Gardeners and people get together with their like interests, and it's really nice to see them build that. And then I think that's really what keeps Master Gardeners going on, because there are a lot of social circles and a lot of friends and a lot of things. And you'll see that a lot at the farmers market every Saturday morning. You know, it's not just the education booth and the talks that we have, but really, you know, people conversing and they talk about things that they find interesting.
I don't think I've ever met an unhappy Master Gardener.
Right. They're very enthusiastic. They're a great group of folks.
So again, you can call the Texas AgriLife Extension office at 860-2515 for more information. That's 860-2515. Call us here at the station or go to the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. Well, thanks so much for listening today. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.